Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Today, your willingness in this podcast, to listen fills me with gratitude. Like to share my
I'm confident that the wisdom shared
to this
here
point,
will prove
it was
invaluable
the best of
in
my
navigating
life.
Your current
Before
challenges.
I begin, I need
Let's
to lay some
divine
groundwork
insight,
so that you will understand what has happened. I will begin by providing some key definitions for things every believer
Hosea
should
4
know
and 6,
and understand.
We're reminded
things are different today
of spiritual
than in the Bible
ignorance,
days.
Which can lead
I know
to
this
our
is
downfall.
Obvious, but it
Embrace
still needs
this
to be
truth
said.
With an open heart,
God operates
guided
differently
by the loving
in many
presence
ways
of the Holy
than
Spirit.
In previous decades.
Stay encouraged,
with
knowing that where there
and advanced
is great
resources
love,
today,
miracles abound.
You have to adapt
Remember,
to various
your
ways of reaching
here for
people.
You.
We
ready
are spirit.
To offer support and
Therefore,
guidance
you don't
every
have
step
to physically
way.
Be in a place where the power of God is operating, though that would be preferable. An example would be the prophet that I learned from is in California. How then would I receive an increase in my gifts if I'm not able to be there? This is where impartation comes in. When you listen to a sermon preached, read your Bible, or hear or listen to anything pertaining to God, you should be receiving some form of impartation. You listening to me right now is imparting something to your spirit. You continue to listen because I am someone God has given to you to help you grow in your intimacy with Him. So what is impartation? Impartation, it is an impartation of spiritual gifts, blessings, or authority from one person to another through the laying on of hands, prayer, or through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because I can't be in California, I receive impartation when He preaches, videos He's posted, or through prayers, and simply by the Holy Spirit, because again, we are spirits. I hope I'm making this plain and simple for you. This is a very powerful thing. As I stated earlier, you listening to me now is providing spiritual knowledge to you, whether you know it or not. This impartation can come from anyone God has designed to speak to you, but not everyone is meant to do so. You must discern who is and who isn't. The Holy Spirit will guide you in that. The next thing I need to address is anointing and anointing oil and fresh anointing. As this is a deep subject and has many layers, I am going to keep it simple and basic for the purposes of what I'm trying to get across to you. Anointing, the act of consecrating someone or something with oil, as a symbol of the Holy Spirit's empowerment, blessing, or setting apart for a specific purpose. You hear Christians all the time say things like, "He or she is so anointed," or "the anointing on he or she is so strong." This is because, as spirit beings, the anointing on a person can be seen or perceived. In my case, I have been given abilities, gifts, talents, and yes, anointing to be a prophet. If God has called you to do something for His kingdom, you will be anointed for it. Anointing oil and refreshing of oil. Oil was used for various purposes, including anointing kings, priests, and prophets, as well as for healing and consecration. The act of anointing with oil is often associated with renewal, restoration, and empowerment by the Holy Spirit. It signifies God's favor, blessing, and presence in the life of the individual being anointed. God's power-anointed individuals are empowered by God to fulfill their calling and carry out His purposes. This empowerment is not merely natural ability or talent, but is infused with divine strength and capability. Anointed individuals are granted spiritual authority by God to accomplish His will. This authority is not based on personal merit, but is derived from God's commissioning and empowerment. Anointed individuals may perform signs, wonders, and miracles as demonstrations of God's power and presence. These supernatural manifestations authenticate their ministry and point to the reality of God's kingdom. Anointed individuals are guided and directed by the Holy Spirit in their service to God. The Spirit leads them into truth, reveals God's will, and empowers them to make decisions that align with His purposes. Anointed individuals are under God's divine protection and provision as they carry out His will. God guards them from harm, provides for their needs, and sustains them through various challenges and trials. Anointed individuals have a significant impact on the lives of others and on the advancement of God's kingdom. Their words and actions carry spiritual weight and can bring about transformation in individuals and communities. This is a deep and powerful thing. Every believer needs to know and understand these things. This is just a surface explanation so that you can understand what I'm going to share with you. I encourage you to take some time and dive into these things. You will be greatly benefited. That said, I will now share my story. Allow me to share my weekend with you. Why, you ask? Because, to this point, it is the best weekend of my life. It started Friday evening. I was on surfing YouTube and was directed to an apostle who was doing a teaching. I was familiar with him as I was considering him for mentorship. I hadn't gotten a clear sign from God, so I hadn't moved on it. I began watching him, and after his teaching, he began to prophesy. I've watched many prophetic services before, but have had my name called till now. As he called my name, he began to speak directly to the condition of my eyes. In case you didn't know, I'm legally blind, never had sight in my left eye, and I see 20/200 in my right eye. This is all because of a generation curse that runs in my bloodline. It only affects the males in the family, causing them, by the age of about 40, to be blind. Of all the males in my bloodline, I have it the worst. It wasn't till not too long ago that I understood why there were extra complications that I had, that no one else in the family did. So we were going back and forth as normal in a prophetic word. The things he spoke were 100% accurate, so per the norm, he commanded the healing of my sight. Nothing happened. He seemed perplexed because he said that when he's done this previously, it worked. I at no time had I doubted his authenticity. I've known for a long time that this was going to happen for me because of my faith, my intimacy with God, and the knowledge of how things work spiritually. I sowed a seed, and we prayed, but nothing, again all par for the course. He signed off with no results for me, but he continued and helped many others. I'm going to say this again. I never had any doubt, though it had not happened. I'm a firm believer in God's word and His timing. I knew that if it hadn't happened, that there was a reason for it. Honestly, at the time of this posting, I don't know what that reason is, but perhaps what took place the rest of the weekend was the reason. The next day, Saturday, April 13th, I had scheduled on my calendar a prophetic service with a prophet that God has placed in my life. This was an impartation and anointing service. My life is divinely orchestrated. I can see or perceive the direction He wants me to go in, or the things He wants me to do, where I am currently located. I cannot perform in my office as a prophet because of the land that I am on. This is why God is moving me away from here. Jesus could not perform in His hometown because of unbelief. This is my case. No one believes, and actually, they are completely against me. They were being used for my training and development. This prophet came into my life a short time ago, but scrolling on social media one day prior, I saw a video that told me this man was coming to help me. This is how things work with God if you're tuned into His frequency. When I came across a video, I immediately recalled that a prophet with a name beginning with the letter I was told was him. So I began to follow. The service was a service to receive a fresh anointing and the power of God to do what he called me to do anytime God calls you to do for his kingdom. You must have the power to accomplish it. Being a prophet, I've been called to heal the sick, to deliver people from demonic oppression, and to set the captives free from the enemy, along with spreading the gospel. This is also why I'm so confident in my sight returning. How can I heal anyone else if I'm not healed first? It doesn't work like that. As I become healed, I now am positioned to heal others because I've walked in those shoes. That's how it works. That's why I've been inflicted so much by disease and infirmities. So you can be healed and delivered. Sunday the 14th comes, and honestly, I had no idea of this service. It showed up on my phone at about 7 a.m. As this prophet is in a different time zone. That's another thing. Since I've known I was a prophet, God has had nothing but Africans speaking into my life. Almost every person who has spoken into my destiny has been from South Africa. I follow very few people by design. They're all African. The people who have spoken words in my life from God. African. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm telling you, I'm going to do big things there, especially Lagos, Nigeria. It has been overwhelming how he has pointed this out to me. Back to the story, Sunday's service was a continuation of the day before. Again, this time, deliverance of bloodline curses, sickness, disease, basically all. Things that would keep me from operating in the office, I've been called to. Power and fresh anointing were given as well. The point is, I now walk in the power and authority to heal the sick and deliver the captives from their captivity. My bloodline has been freed from the generational curses. They now are positioned to receive the gift of salvation that was not available to them before because of the bandage and slavery of the devil. They have been set free. But that's not the best part. I have known for a while now that before I could take my office, I had to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus. Sunday afternoon, in my weekly Sunday service with the prophet I follow as my spiritual father, it took place. As I wax watching praise and worship, I perceived something was different. That's one of my gifts. I'm a feeler. I perceive. I sense. I have a knowing without any foreknowledge. Something was different. It was amazing. This was going on for almost 2 hours. Prophet comes out, and things just intensified to the point where he could not immediately preach. 20 minutes or more later, he informs us Jesus is with us. Let me tell you, I will never forget that moment. Like my angelic encounters, these are things that are true blessings. Blessings that every believer should strive to have. It was so moving that I'm going to chop that video and rewatch it many times. There were tears of joy, tears of thanks and gratitude, gratefulness, and so much more. Then I was blessed to hear how my angels are working for me. What a weekend. What does all this mean? It means what I've been telling you for months is here. It means you are about to see who I am. You are about to see the might, power, and strength of God manifesting through me. You are about to see what obedience, faithfulness, dedication, and commitment look like as a true believer of God. You are about to witness why I went through all that I did and harvest that came from it. You are about to see what receiving a prophet as a prophet will mean for your life. You are about to see your life blessed like you never thought was possible. I've been telling you that what I've gone through was for you. You're now about to see the truth of my words. I am blessed. There's no doubt about it. Now you will be blessed as well. To God be the glory.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4 and 6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.